It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What a joy it is to be able to share with you on this radio program, It's a Good Life, the Word of God. And I trust today that you do know Him as your Savior. And if you do, that if you have trusted Him, that you are serving Him and you're doing what you can do to further God's Word so that others may know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, let me ask you to look at our website, lrwm.org. There are Bible study helps there, and you can use these as you study the Word of God. And you can look up sermons of the past from well-known preachers. You can also download messages that I have preached in the past, and I trust that as you go there, you will receive a blessing. Now, you'll be given further information at the end of the program. You can also go to itsagoodliferadio.com and also find some Bible study helps and messages there. Well, the Lord bless you for being here today, and the Lord's will, we're going to look into the Word of God, and we're going to pick up our study in Romans chapter 9. Well, last time we left off in verses 27 through 29. Now, let me ask you to have your Bible ready if you can. If you're driving or you're someplace where you can't use your Bible, please, if you're driving, don't try to open your Bible and read it. But later on, go back and listen to this program. You can find these programs, once again, on itsagoodliferadio.com or lrwm.com, so you can review. But if at all possible, have your Bible open, and prayerfully, it's a King James Bible, the inspired Word of God, because that's what I use. And if I say something different than what you're reading, that that means that you're not using King James. Well, like I said, last time we left off with verses 27 through 29 of Romans chapter 9. And let me read those verses again. It says, Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. In other words, Paul is saying, although there are millions and trillions, whatever you interpret, in other words, however many you think it would be, in other words, he says the sand of the sea, as there are many, only a small amount compared to that is going to be saved. He says only a remnant shall be saved. Verse 28 says, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Verse 29 says, and as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. Well, we know that those cities and towns were destroyed by God because of immorality. And the Bible tells us that things are going to wax worse and worse here. And we look around today and we see things happening that when I was a child growing up, I would not have conceived such things happening as it's happening in our present day. The evil that is around us, the Bible says that things are going to wax worse and worse. And one of these days, God is going to call a halt. He's going to say, that's enough, and things will change, and people will need to be saved now and not put it off. They need to be saved before God says enough is enough. As we think back of our text today, Paul is telling us here in chapter 9 of Romans that only a certain amount, a certain number will be saved. And Isaiah chapter 10, verses 22 and 23 say, for though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption even determined in the midst of all the land. Well, God's going to make a decision, and of course, He already knows what's going to take place. He already knows this, and He's not forcing anybody to do anything. There is coming a time, though, when He says that's enough, and it's going to be over with. You know, that's the way it is in a person's life. there comes a time when a person's life is finished. We don't stop to think of that a lot of, you know, a lot of the times while we're living, but even the saved person's life is going to be over with. Now, that don't mean you don't have eternal life. I'm talking about this life that we live in this world right now will be over with. You have eternal life. Your life will never end. As such, you will be with the Lord in glory. Well, I made mention of something in our last broadcast, one of our broadcasts of life's a vapor, and it appears for a little time and vanisheth away. See, if a man lives to be 100 years old or 120 years old, that's a small amount concerning eternity. And we need to consider that, especially if a person is unsaved. That person needs to get saved, because that person who goes out of this life without Jesus Christ will spend eternity in a devil's hell. Well, Paul has been showing that some Gentiles were to be saved, and we've studied that, and he now proceeds to say that some Jews would not be saved. Verse 28, it says, "For he will finish the work." In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 22, it says, "And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake." Well, that's the Jews. "And those days shall be shortened." So we see that God's going to call a halt, and things will change. Things will stop. In Romans chapter 9, now in verse 30 through 33, we see that there's justification for the Gentiles. In verse 30, it says, "What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have obtained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith?" Well, because of what has been said, we can conclude that although the Gentiles who didn't try to be righteous or justified, they have been justified by faith, according to the Word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we see that Gentiles are saved by faith. Paul says Gentiles are going to be saved, and so are some of the Jews. Once again, the Jews are saved by faith as well. We read in verses 31 through 33 of Romans chapter 9, it says, "But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness." Now the Jews were trying to live by the law, according to the scripture. Many of them, we see this, the Jewish people were trying to do something to get themselves to heaven that wasn't going to get them there. This is not those who are saved. They're doing what is necessary. And Paul's speaking to those people who are on their way to heaven in the Roman church there. And once again, I remind you that he was writing to the church at Rome, and this is not the Roman Catholic Church. This is the Christian church. This church is made up of those people who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Plus, there's nothing else. You trust Jesus Christ by faith. It's by grace through faith that anyone is saved, not by doing certain things to go to heaven. It says you must be born again. Well, Paul's brethren in general here in Romans chapter 9, notice he says that they tried to follow the law of righteousness. They could not attain righteousness. He says, why or wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. We've read before how that Jesus Christ is that stumbling stone. Just as there would be a few Gentiles saved, on the other hand, in Israel, through trying to be righteous, by trying to keep the law, has not been justified by the law of righteousness. Why? Because they tried to be saved by works instead of by receiving justification by faith. And the reason is they tripped. In other words, they fell over. They were offended by the stumbling stone, that's Jesus Christ. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, it says this, "Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith, by his faith." But once again, the Jews had this scripture. They should have known that they could only be saved by faith. And just as Abraham was saved by faith, his faith was counted for righteousness, the Bible tells us, even before the law was given. So, if a person really studies the scripture and takes God at his word, they know that no matter how good they are, how good they try to be, how many of the Ten Commandments they try to keep, that they're not saved that way. It's only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in Scripture, it's written that God laid in Zion, and it tells us about the stumbling stone, over in Romans chapter 9, verse 32. But it's written, God laid in Zion someone whom the Israelites would take offense at. In other words, they would have a problem with the stumbling stone. That someone is none other than Jesus Christ. He's the stumbling stone, the one who came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. And once again, the stumbling stone that's foretold by Isaiah in Isaiah 28 and verse 16. We read about that in Romans chapter 9, verse 33. And also we keep reading in Isaiah chapter 8, verses 13 and 14. It says this, "Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin." And that word gin means a snare. It goes on to say, "and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem." Well, he would be a stumbling stone because they were not trusting in him. It was hard for them to understand because they were not listening to God. And although they had the scriptures, they were not listening. They did not believe God when God says that he was laying in Zion a stumbling stone. In Psalm chapter 118 and verse 22, the Bible says, "The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner." And that's speaking of Jesus Christ, who has become the headstone of the corner. The Jewish people did not receive him as Messiah. They did not receive him as the deliverer that was prophesied of in the Old Testament. Now, the stone which caused Israel to stumble was the rock which offended their self-righteousness. It was actually him, none other than their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, you read in Isaiah 28 and verse 16, it says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation of stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste, or shall not be ashamed, or shall not be confounded." And it's totally by believing what God says that a person gets saved. Well, Paul the Apostle was asked, as he was in jail by the Philippian jailer, he said, "What must I do to be saved?" This is the Philippian jailer asking Paul now. He told him to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And that's all a person does, is trust Jesus Christ. And that word believe means to trust him, to trust the Lord. The Jewish nation as a whole has not trusted Jesus as their Savior. They are still looking for a Messiah. They are still looking for a king. Once again, there are saved Jews. There are saved people, the Israelites, and this is what Paul's talking about here. He says, "I want all of them to get saved. Time is short." Well, even back then, as Paul was writing this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, time was short. And it makes no difference how long we live or think we're going to live. Time is short. People need to make a decision for the Lord today. And we'll pick up here where we're leaving off now. The Bible teaches us that there's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. If you know him as your Savior, you need to be telling others about this. You need to be teaching the Word of God, telling others, sharing the Word of God with other people so they can know they need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.